Okay, well, we're talking about the other side of the story now with regard to the tunnel project, which you've heard from the Army Corps today is being fast-tracked. Levi from Project, I'm sorry, Progress Michigan is here. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Clearly, your organization has an alternate view from what we've been hearing from a lot of the state lawmakers up here, Congressman Bergman and others. So let me ask you, what is your objection to this tunnel project?
So this is a project that has no business being built in the first place. So this is a project that in 2018, during the lame duck session in the legislature, that former Governor Snyder rolled through at the last minute of his term. And now, you know, Michigan has to deal with this. And it really presents a lot of issues. There are engineering experts who have highlighted the risk of a tunnel explosion if it's built. The tribes, all Michigan tribes, have placed objections on this project. And in addition to that, there are also financial connections between the Line 5 tunnel contractors and the fact that the owner of one of these contractors has donated more than $1 million to President Trump's reelection campaign. So the fact that the Trump administration is trying to fast-track this while one of his donors stands to benefit presents potentially a huge conflict of interest. And like I mentioned, this project has no business, you know, being built in the first place. So the fact that we're talking about this, you know, 7 years later is really problematic.
I think you would probably agree that mathematically, President Trump doesn't need to do this for $1 million. It appears, has a lot more than that in the bank.
Well, the fact that Trump has claimed that we're in an energy emergency, and the fact that most of the product that moves through Line 5 doesn't even go to Michigan consumers, it goes straight to Canada and their market, it really boggles the mind as to why they would, you know, want to fast track this in the first place.
Okay. So what is your group, what solution would you then have? You don't want the Line 5 pipeline to be there in its current form, so the tunnel would seem to be a great place to put it, because then it's not, you know, your anchor's not going to hit it again or something like that. So what solution would you have, your group?
So in general, I mean, Line 5 needs to be shut down. It's in not just in the portion of the Straits, because there have been at least 33 documented spills along Line 5, most of which have been documented in the Upper Peninsula. So the fact that you know, folks in the UP might have to deal with the oil spill, that's extremely troubling, especially given that recently on Enbridge's Line 3, there was a recent oil spill with around 70,000 gallons. So we don't want that to happen. But right now, we need the U.S. Army Corps to do full permitting. And right now, of course, they're truncating this timeline, but we need a full timeline with all parties involved. But unfortunately, right now, this is a sham process. So we need that. You know, a full proper permitting from the U.S. Army Corps. But on top of that, we also need some action from Governor Whitmer and her administration to do full permitting as well, because, of course, the Michigan Department of Environment, Energy, and Great Lakes, they need to issue another permit for the tunnel. So making sure that they cross their T's, dot their I's is super, super important at this stage in the game.